in the instruction about meditation in the morning, one could try to be systematic. But maybe it is not so skillful. It is satisfying for the understanding and for the way that we can classify what we receive. But life is not systematic. So we try to bring some kind of systematic way to deal with the experience that do not arise in a systematic way. In a retreat, the first day you don't experience just bodily sensation, the second day you experience just mental state like sleepiness and tiredness or joy, and the third day is emotion, the fourth day is thoughts. Well, usually it's not like that happening. Life manifests in all the ways, every day of our practice and every sitting. So in our practice, we don't go through a checklist in a systematic way. But we dance with life exactly the way it is presenting to itself in our experience. So when mentioning various type of experience that may arise, it doesn't mean one need to go from one to the other, but rather being aware of what is arising now and having the proper attitude with respect to the type of experience that I am experiencing now. And there's something that is a constant possibility for us, is to feel and experience the presence of the body. That's why we can always connect with bodily sensations as a whole or in certain area like the abdomen or the chest or the arms sometimes. But it is also true at times there is no connection or no interest because something else it seems is so more important for me. If there's an experience of sadness, or anxiety, I don't really care about feeling the bodily sensations. They seem so meaningless at this time. Then I have no choice but to try to be present, open, to really experience and feel the sadness or anxiety or tiredness, whatever is happening right now. Because there is no interest and motivation to feel the bodily sensation. I don't want to enter into a fight. I really want to feel what's happening in my abdomen. Well, something so important is happening for me, sadness, anxiety, or whatever. So it is important to understand how or at what time we choose to feel the bodily sensations in the place of anchor, and at what time we need just to be open to what is there. That doesn't seem to leave any room or interest for any other type of experience. And it doesn't matter if one can be in touch with whatever experience it is. It always is possibility, potentiality to be intimate with the experience and then to learn something deep about ourselves. Whatever the experience may be. What is the matter is the intimacy we can develop with the experience. The fact that we don't react to it, we don't tell a story about it, but we really feel it. A type of experience that arises quite often also is thoughts. And we feel sometimes I'm not choosing to think, but I still think. Or I may observe, I may maybe phrase that even in a different way. I don't know why those thoughts are rising always. You know? I'm victim of the thoughts. I don't know if I choose a proper place in the meditation hall, because in this place there are so many thoughts coming always. You know? Like through the windows open, they come in my mind. You know, so I should let them go. You know? Maybe I'll help them a little bit, push them away. You know? But that's not the way. The thoughts arise from the mind. They are manifestation of the mind. They are not of a nature different from the mind or consciousness. So it is interesting to try to understand or see clearly what thoughts are about, because they have such a big power. There is no war without thought and no peace without thought. No making of hospital without thought, not making baby without thought. For the very important part in our life. And it's very important we know how to use them. But sometimes we are taken into our own creation and then we don't see anymore that they are just way of thinking. So recognizing the thought for what they are is very important. Thoughts are mental images. A mental image of a person is not a person. It is possible in my meditation, suddenly there are images, so I am imagining people, and maybe I get upset or excited or whatever. But they are not people, they are just my mind manifesting like that. I remember in a retreat in France, in a long retreat, we were in a delta frame, a small place, and sometime in the morning a bird would come and start to knock at the window, because the window was, of course, facing the sky in a way. So it was really, the bird was really upset with his window, till I realized he was seeing his own reflection. And then he wanted to fight against it. You know? Could not stand this bird not flying away when he was approaching it. So in our meditation, a bit like that, we have thought, and then we start to get upset and excited and sad. But it is nothing other than just the reflection of our own mind. It's not a person. If all the person that we have been imagining since the beginning of the retreat were in this hall, they could not hold here. It will be so crowded. There will be, I think, feeling the whole kibbutz, you know. Not to imagine other things, place, mountain, sea, or whatever, you know, some animals. So it will be quite an interesting zoo, you know, that we will be seeing. You know? But actually, this is just our imagination. So to recognize it is important. Not a negation of the power or the richness of imagination, but we don't want to be under the power of imagination. We like to be able to use it when necessary, but also not to use it when it is not necessary. So recognizing the mental image of person, place, other time, as just happening right now, as a manifestation of my own mind. And that's fine. Then I can stay fully present in that. Not get carried away. So that's one aspect. Another aspect of thought, not only images, but thoughts can express values. You know? By words, silent word. You know? Value, judgment. And what is most fascinating, that we always believe they are truths. All our thoughts are taken as being truth, as existing objectively as stone. We know they are not stone, yet we react, we believe them to be as true or real as the stones. So sometimes a meditation may be interesting to realize how much I believe what I think. It's a strange statement. But how much I believe what I think, even if the next day I think something different, then still I believe it completely. If I think it's a nice place, I think the niceness is in the place itself, you know. Not it's my way of thinking, or it's a bad place. I think the badness is in the place itself, not my way of thinking. And it's true. So if at the end of the retreat we're speaking, one person had a bad opinion, one a good opinion, they can fight. No, it's a good place. No, I tell you, it's a bad place. Those are truths. So to really start to be aware how much we believe what we think. And something is so amazing. We nearly laugh in the importance we give, the truth we give to what we think. Not only in the sitting, it can be a good sitting, a bad sitting, or whatever, it is long. Well, my watch does not change usually, going too slow, too fast, usually it's the same, but sometimes it seems so long, sometimes short, you know. Long, short doesn't change anything. This instant here, this instant. But as we're a group of people, it gives a good opportunity also to judge and evaluate others. So amazing how quickly we can make judgment, evaluation on others, you know. Especially in the dining hall. I don't know why if it's especially in the dining hall, because plenty of time to do that, you know. Nice person, not nice, noisy, not noisy, slow, fast. This is still neutral. Sometimes it's much more intense, you know. I remember in a retreat in the US, I had a judgment, negative judgment about a person that I did not know. She did not do anything to me. I did not hear her speaking. But suddenly I noticed I had a negative judgment. It was amazing for no reason. When I realized it was just a thought arising, it has nothing to do. It did not come from the other person. Just from my mind and its conditioning. Then this disconnection from the thought to the person make it free. So the person was not anymore what I thought she was. Person was just this person. And my thought went away. And this is very freeing. When you realize that the thought you may have other about other people, they don't come from the other person. There's no sticker or like some, you know, meeting place where everybody has a sticker giving their name and where they come from. So there's no sticker on the shoulder of everyone saying, I'm good, I'm bad, I'm noisy, I'm this and that. That we read, oh, this person, noisy person. It's not like that. We imagine, we project. And realizing that those thoughts or the value or the meaning of those thoughts do not come from the other. It's just a way of thinking. Nothing more. It's not connected. Then suddenly we are free from those evaluation, judgment. And we can be fully present with that. When there is a confusion, and we believe the goodness or badness is coming from the other, then we cannot really be present. Then we're in confusion. This does not require concentration, something complex. It just needs some playfulness and lightness and willingness to recognize that what we think are not truths. Not to argue in a philosophical way. If I said 10 o'clock, now it is 10 o'clock, it's the truth. Maybe, who knows? Not, we are not concerned with that. So at time, be aware of the thought, and they are not always with respect to others, sometimes with ourselves. I am fantastic, I'm hopeless. or whatever. Again, well, this seems to come from me because I'm judging, you know. But still, it's just a thought. I cannot be reduced to a sort of concept, being good or bad or hopeless or whatever. This does not, is not a person. It's just a thought. So when I start also to be aware of the thought I have about myself that I take for truth, then I free myself from this belief that it is a truth about myself, that it is a reality. I am this way or that way. When I believe I am this way or that way, it's a solidification of this belief, and I may go on in my daily life carrying this burden of this belief. That may prevent me from doing things because I am this way. So this is really a great space to explore freedom. Often in meditation, too quickly we want to get rid of thought. So as we know, we are not supposed to fight with what is there, so we let them go, you know, pushing them a little bit so they would go. You know. Still, we consider them as a problematic in meditation. But no aspect of our life arising in our meditation is is problematic. Otherwise, meditation is not about discovering life. It's about escaping in some kind of narrow, peaceful place, which is very fragile. It takes also some practice to understand how to realize what the thoughts are. Sometimes we think a thought is, you know, I am fantastic. Oh, now that's just a thought. Oh, but this thought is also a thought. Oh, but this thought is also a thought. So we don't know where to go. You know? Well, I'm trying to... Oh, this thought has gone. I wanted to know what it was. It's gone. It's okay. It's okay. You can even think twice the same thing. I'm fantastic. It's gone. I am fantastic. So what is the nature of that? Oh, I'm hopeless. It works also. So to see clearly, thoughts are problematic as long as we don't really realize what they are. When we really see it just an aspect of the mind, then there can be a place for presence exactly like a bodily sensation, or like hearing, or like sleeping. So at times, try to inquire a little bit in the nature of the thoughts. So where is the thought? You know? When it is there, I can again think the same, you know. It's a nice day. Why is that thought, you know? Which one? It's a nice day. We cannot find it nowhere because it's just the mind. The mind is a searcher and the mind is a thinker. That's a nice day, so we're not going to find it anywhere. It's not an object that we can observe, place in front of us. So just be aware. But if there are not many thoughts, you don't need to bring them. Just stay with the anchoring place. It's simpler. Help to bring some kind of tranquility in the mind, some stability. And if thoughts are rising, recognize them for what they are. As we mentioned before, if there's some emotion linked with them, feel the emotion. Or you can also recognize mental images from just being imagination, not person. And for judgment evaluation, being no truth, just a belief in the mind. So in a relaxed way, not fighting in the meditation. If you put too much energy in analyzing the thought, it will bring a lot of agitation, then you come to the anchoring place. But you can also explore the thought in while moving around or in the dining hall. It is really a place for freedom.
Ah! Dude!